from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I owe Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I like this beat.
Well, that's funny. My boy Vince just texted. He said, how dare you correct me on Wild D Coyote when you, it's going down. It's
Which Gathering Timber. Timber.
Yeah, he said you butchered that one.
I did.
And we let you go. I don't call you
cool.
I don't call you out on that.
You want me to correct you. You've told me that dozens of times over our 7-year career.
Some stuff is just let me believe it's Wild D Coyote.
And I would beg to differ that you let it slide on I'm Gathering Timber. It's been something you've laughed at me for 5 years.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
Dude, we got the summit on the 8th.
Yeah, let me take care of some business.
Basically, be quiet, Goo.
Warriors off-season summit. Yes, sir. We're having an off-season summit with all the hosts. It's when is it? Monday, July 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. Willard and Dibs get the party started at 2. So they get the party started at 2. Location, Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard in Fremont. Space is limited, so you got to go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot now. Mm-hmm.
So you got work, that thing's getting humongous. Before you can just show up, now you got to reserve a spot.
Well,
bang, bang.
I think
957 the game.
I think that might have just been added to make it sound like we have action. Yeah, I mean,
you ever pop stuff up? Just roll with it. Good God.
This is a funny one from the 831. Paul George, who's 32, I don't want him for 4 years. He's 34.
Gosh.
Jesse in Pleasant Hill. Jesse.
Jesse's girl.
I'll always bring fresh flowers. Oh, shoot.
Hey.
Carly Simon.
Hey, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey. What's up, Jess?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Try to make this quick.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that PG's hitting the market, so the Warriors being interested doesn't seem like it's, any big news, but I think it seems like maybe what it does do is it puts out there that they're interested in moving significant pieces in the offseason. And then maybe, two, they're also interested in moving one of their core pieces in Clay, which they've been hesitant to do or at least publicly demonstrate. And so maybe, I think if they add PG, is that an improvement on Clay? Absolutely, at the two. They become better there, but they become weaker almost everywhere else in order to get PG. So I think they're probably, I would think, looking at their history, they're less interested in just making the playoffs. They're probably more interested in getting to a place where they're making a run, a deep run in the playoffs.
No doubt.
So maybe they're just trying to show their hand and say, like, hey, we're interested in a big move. So maybe it's not PG. Maybe it's just to the league.
No, I
trying to.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. I kind of agree with you, and I also think that if you're completely realistic about all this, and you know where the Warriors are with the cap and the tax and the apron and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
It's true. It's one thing to say you're going big fish hunting, okay? Step two is to somehow get a deal done that works where you don't think you're giving up too much. The salaries have to match. The Clippers gotta want what you're giving back. Like, I kind of agree with Jesse. If I had a bet, and I could be wrong, but like this is one of those goo where, okay, I don't want to bet, but you're making me bet.
And I'm the person at the counter.
You're making me bet $100. Like, I have to. I have no choice, but I don't want to. You have to. Okay. I have to? Yes, you have to. Okay, I have to. So I got to bet $100. I would bet that Paul George won't be a Warrior. I would bet that Kevin Durant won't be a Warrior. I'd bet that Jimmy Butler won't
That's
be a Warrior.
That's interesting. You know what, Stein?
Just because it's really going to be hard.
Yeah.
Even if they want to go in that direction, and I'm not totally convinced they do.
I am convinced they are. I do believe they're trying. But again, it goes back to why I'd make that same bet, Steiny. I don't think Ballmer is saying bye to Paul George with them going into that new building. I believe that. I think the Clippers got something going. And hopefully he's given up and PG will be available, but I still get excited about that Durant sounder from Stephen A. If he's correct, so we'll see what it is. And I just got to put my foot down. I can being the son of a hunter and a fisherman. It's not big game fishing. It's fishing. It's big game hunting. It's when you go for the big trophy deer or the bear. It's not big game fishing. It's big game hunting. And if you're going for the big fish, you're fishing. So don't say big game fishing anymore.
Did he say that?
Yeah, you've been saying it. Big game fishing. Wendy said it. It's not big. There's no such thing.
I don't know.
Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, ooh, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams potentially is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option.
They're big fish hunting.
You don't hunt fish.
That counts.
You fish. It does. It's worse than what I initially
have
thought.
Have you ever heard of
it? It's big game hunting and it's fishing.
Have you ever heard of the phrase,
big hunting?
He's a big fish in a small pond?
All day.
Well, then big fish resonates. The Warriors
but
are looking
hunt
for
a fish. He said big fish hunting. That's what he said. That's even worse. Yeah, he said big fish hunting.
Maybe he's shooting them. Like shooting fish in a barrel.
I wish he was on Twitter. Speaking of which, what's up with you? Evan every day has to in Halloween writing, and it sounds like weenie because he's spelling Steiny, and it's not added. Come on, man. Just create a new one. Just start fresh.
No.
You're hurting the show
you know
and the station.
You know
seriously.
Why I'm not going to start a new Twitter account? I'll be damned if I'm going to have less followers than any of you all
See,
for any period
you
of time.
See, you're that guy. You care about that then.
Well, apparently I don't care too much because I'm not on.
But you got a built-in excuse. Hey, I got hacked.
You just reactivate your account. You don't have to start a new one.
Hey, okay. Evan, I told you
I wanted to defend you on this.
Evan, I told you this.
Oh, boy.
I went through the process. I told him this is what happened. They actually got back to me and was like, yeah, that's not what happened. And I'm like, no, it's what happened. They sent me an email. They basically said, they gave me the Mike Florio. The case is closed.
What did they say happened?
I don't know, but they just said the case is closed. 019432. That's what the number was.
We need you, Steiny, man. It's so weak.
Nobody.
Well, just because somebody denies your passport application doesn't mean that you just give up. I mean, you need to get somewhere.
You're one of your daughters, I'm sure, like, just a genius on there. You can beat the system. But I'm just saying, you're hurting the show and station. Some people won't tell you. I'll tell you.
So's Draymond Green with the Warriors.
Oh,
nobody's getting rid of him.
They're rewarding them.
Okay, I got to tell you, I'm going to let everybody in a little secret. Like, I'm terrible with numbers. Like, hey, what number did this guy win? Whatever. So there's something that's come up on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I swear to God, I have no idea. They said, I guess, Paul George's number's 13.
Yeah.
And they said, well, he can't wear that for the Warriors. Why not? Who's got it? Like, I don't even know who's got it. Now why can't he wear 13?
Evan, look, you stumped the Goo.
Oh.
13 on the Warriors would be... Is that
Guru? What no. number will Paul?
Oh, because it's retired.
Oh yeah,
it's Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. So I feel better now. Speaking of which,
I said we break it back out.
Yeah, the 1972 All Star Game. If you haven't watched it, go YouTube it to watch how the game was played. Is incredible.
All Paul George has to do is he says he likes White Russians and long nights, and then he'll be right back in, just like Wilt.
PG-13 single too. Action here in the Bay.
There's no action in Cowtown.
White Russian to drink.
When you're not our age, there is, Snotty. You make millions. He'll find it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny along with Guru, Evan and Kay in the house. And the big news of the day is the Warriors have been linked to Paul George. And according to Brian Windhorst, they're prepared to acquire Paul George and give him a 4-year contract extension for $220 million.
It's what, I didn't even let it breathe.
I mean, it is
it's
a wow.
It's what you do when you have a Steph Curry. You ain't trying to have tryouts. You're trying to win when you know he's still bringing something to the table. And you're right, Steiny. Is he 27? No, but he's still Billy Badass. He's still good. He's one of a kind. So you go get immediate help and you pay that bill later down the road. You kick the can down the road. But you cannot prepare for a team in 2027 right now, Steiny. You just can't.
I'm speechless.
I'm getting killed for forgetting Wilt's number.
But I didn't know it either.
He's a sixer.
Oh, my gosh. Get this. So there's no way this is right. I got an email the other day from a guy. And it was entitled Diminishing Tone.
Oh.
Well, and I was like, oh, boy, he's going to tell me how I talked. It had nothing to do with you, which was...
I fight my own battles. Tell him I'm good.
No, this guy claimed that I diminished Wilt Chamberlain and Bob Cousy.
Oh.
And I'm like, those are two guys I would never diminish.
No, I would... You prop up.
But then I thought, I've never diminished Wilt Chamberlain ever. I would never do that. It was unbelievable. The numbers.
I wonder if it was when we were having our top five, our top 10.
I think here's what it was.
Yeah.
He said, you called Bob Cousy an idiot.
Oh.
And then I remembered. I was going to reply to him, but I said, no, I'll take it on the air. And I've told you this. I've used this word to describe Curry. Where I come from, West Reading, Pennsylvania, it was a term of endearment we used.
Idiot?
Nitwit.
That's worse than idiot.
He's a nitwit. He's a nitwit. And that meant we like him.
Nah, not where I'm from.
But I know.
Yeah.
Not
you guys
where
are
you're
so
from.
Weird.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
I'm just telling you. So I'm sure I did say.
I see why he
there's
was
Cousy dribbling around like a nitwit. So anyway, I didn't say idiot. I said nitwit.
But which is idiot and harsher.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Not the way I use it.
So you're off Twitter and random people are finding your email. What's going on? Maybe that's why you've been off. How are people finding your email to just get that to you?
I think I might have it on my blog.
Okay.
Can we set up a separate inbox?
You got to get back on, Steiny. Seriously, man.
No.
Before Monday.
Pay me. Pay me to get back on.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
Speaking of which, you haven't picked up any tabs lately, man. What? The Steiny back in 2020, you used to go grab them. Fumble!
Maybe come to work one day, and I'll buy you a drink if we go out. How can I buy you a drink when you don't work?
I'm laughing because I picked them up yesterday.
I was sick.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that. Yeah, you've been picking them up. You've been holding on to that one, huh?
I didn't even know I had it until you actually said that I don't pick. By the way, somebody wants to know, they said, artist. Let me guess, the summit was originally scheduled for Thursday, but they had to change it.
Oh, wait, but it's just...
Marvin's on the Bay Bridge.
Big Marv.
Here's where Guru makes a joke about, are they having a sideshow?
It ain't a joke. I'm pissed off. Hey, what's up, Marv?
Hey. I think the Warriors are really thinking about, and you guys have to think about, do they really want Kuminga? I think he'll be an all-star, but do they really want him to be face of the franchise when he already dissed Kerr, and he actually dissed Steph and Draymond when he's been here, what, 3 years? And he said the person who's helped him the most was CP, who had only been there like 3 or 4 months. Do they want to pay this guy all that money and then have him turn into like Hassan Whiteside, you know, all-star performance, then he got the bag, and he didn't perform.
Wow. That's something they're going to have to put into the equation.
Man, oh man, Stoney, and I'll tell you this. You know, I think Kuminga needs to get with a guy like Handy to polish his already gifts that he has, but there's some gifts that he needs to work on, and dribbling's one of them, and just the whole IQ thing, Stoney, he's a raw – he is, I mean, man. But I don't know if he can be the guy he's going to be until Curry and Dre are out of here. He seems like a guy that needs to be empowered, like Iguodala was in Philly.
And how did that work? Yeah,
no doubt, but
Iguodala was twice the player Kuminga was because he was an all-around player. Like, can you envision in the near future Jonathan Kuminga making teammates better?
He possesses the talent to do so, but that's the...
I don't think he does. Can't pass.
But I've seen him do it.
Well, he's got to... Of course, he can make a pass once in a while.
Go to the rack and...
I don't... Like, I'm not sure I'd double-team Kuminga.
Oh, that's wild, man.
In fact, if he wants to stand out by the three-point line, I don't think he can make enough threes that he's ever guarded out there.
And when he's coming, when you get set on D is where that spin move he does, Stoney, and he spins into traffic, the guy waiting, the help defender, I'm like, man, you gotta add something else. Again, upside, but Stoney, I don't know if he can reach that while Steph and Dre are here. I don't.
Well, and to me, that is the ultimate, be careful what you wish for. Because you better think about what Kuminga's going to look like without those guys before you pay him.
Ooh.
A couple things here. 561, apparently. Paul George is married. According to the 561.
I didn't know that. Hey! I know he had a relationship with Doc Rivers' daughter and he cheated on her. And they were,
how
and
do you
he coached
know this
him.
Stuff?
I love it.
You read Us Magazine, don't you?
No, please.
Wow.
But anyway, Stoney, I'm excited. You're excited. The fans are.
About what?
Just the free agency.
I'm not excited.
Because what happened this year can never happen again. And if we get in front of Steph or any, we're going to see TJD tomorrow. I'm going to ask him as soon as that buzzer sounded in Sacramento, TJD, even though you had a great season, walk me through that ride home, because that had to be the worst. You were
they
not
take their own cars to Sacramento.
That was not
they
cool,
don't,
man.
It's when you go to Sac, taking the bus is optional.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You could be riding by yourself. Just your thought of we're not.
I was listening to the radio.
Now, please,
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
We need a weekly with
them. They don't know who you are, Bob.
Fitz is a ledge.
Stop!
I love Fitz. The 707.
Somebody called me Magnum P.I. with this shirt. Tom Selleck was a
not quite
heartthrob.
I
hated his lips.
A little more crisp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one other good one here.
You got better hair, dude.
Wow! Little wrinkles.
JK was playing. This is an interesting point. Jonathan Kuminga was playing a lot of the season without Draymond. And according to the 415, he was the reason that the Warriors were anywhere close to the playoffs.
I'll give you that.
Because he was carrying them for a while.
He went on like a binge, though, Stoney. And then it was about Dre's back. Can we connect Wiggins and Kuminga?
Carrying them.
Well, I'm just saying he was balling, man. I can't rob him of that.
Carrying
Will you admit Moses Moody may be a little better than you thought a year or two ago?
No. Well, he is better because he's a young player who's improving. Mm. But what do you want me to get? What do you want to get me to say? Go ahead. That he's not just a guy?
Yeah.
Not willing to say that. Sorry. And you know what? Here's the other thing.
He's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Thank you. Those guys don't tend.
You don't think?
No, those guys don't tend to make an impact in the NBA. Gotta have a skill. Gotta have a specialty. What is he hanging his hat on?
Bruce Bowen had one.
That's right. But he did that better than anybody else in the league. What does Moses Moody hang his hat on?
He's smart, Steiny. I think he's smarter than you give him credit for.
I
think he's more. Remember, we fought about just our definition of athletic.
And you were wrong.
I mean, how many times did we watch him go in there and flush on somebody?
He's an average NBA athlete, Moses Moody. He's average.
Now, you're tricking me because of the NBA, because there's so many.
Well, he's in the NBA.
Right, but.
I mean, if he's playing, in the Marina, he's going to be the best
athlete.
You're
just watching. Oh, ball coming off the rim, missed shot. Oh, Moses Moody slump put back. Like, everybody can't do that.
I believe rebound. He's an average NBA athlete.
Would you say that, Evan, not putting you on the spot, just in regard to Moses Moody?
I think he's athletic. I don't think he's very quick, though.
Mm. And those are two different, fast and quick are two different things.
Get him playing down the middle.
Yeah, no, I want to throw the water ball. Like,
absolutely.
You started off so well for me, E. But I don't go to E to hammer home my point.
If Moses Moody?
Yeah, if he differs, I'm not like you. Read all the calls that agree with you.
That's not true.
Get some momentum.
It's not true.
It
just so happens that... Let's go to Vince in the city. What's up, Vince?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I know my brother was hitting me up about this earlier, too, about Paul George, and when the reports came out. You know, like, I get it. Paul George is an all-star. He's a great guy, good player and everything, but I don't know if he's necessarily a good fit for the team. I think a better fit, and this is just me personally, is I would like to see him try to make a move for DeAndre Ayton, because that's a big who can run the floor. He can fit more boxes than Paul George can. He's younger, and, I mean, he could be a bucket inside if you need a bucket inside, which we didn't have any of that last year. Plus, he can rebound, which we also didn't have much of last year because Kevon Looney used them all up in the 2022 finals. So, Paul George is old. He also seems to be hurt a lot. To me, I don't know if his availability is going to help the team. It's like having a bigger Chris Paul. To me, I could be tripping because he is a lockdown defender. He's proven that he can still defend, but I just feel like with his availability, it's not. I just think DeAndre Ayton would be more beneficial to the team than Paul George. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are.
Well, he just signed an extension, Steiny.
Not a huge Ayton guy.
When I watch him, I forget about him, but when I watch him, I'm like, God, how is this guy not good?
Chris M. says, what was your specialty, Steiny? Oh, my competitiveness.
Stop it!
My competitiveness.
I'm being honest, I don't like that answer.
Too bad.
That's a given.
No, not... No.
I need something else.
I could shoot the hell out of it.
Well, that's it.
And I saw the game a play ahead.
Oh, my God.
Great passer. Unbelievably cerebral. Could use both hands.
So why you think you didn't make it to...
Because I'm 6 foot. And I'm white. It's not hard. Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy. The anger in that answer.
There's no anger. This is the
difference. That explains Steve Blake, then.
Exactly.
Hey, Steve Blake had...
What about my boy, Bobby Surra? Yeah,
Bobby Surra was in the dunk contest.
He was badass,
Luke Rittenour.
Great backup.
And what about Sacramento? Ferdinand Jimmer. I liked him.
Of course you did. Because he scored, and that's all he did.
He did, boy.
He stunk. You know, he didn't make it in the NBA. FYI.
No, but he's got Shanghai in the palm of his hand.
He is out there getting buckets.
This is the best line I've heard today on the YouTube chat. You know, I said, where does Moses Moody hang his hat?
I'm laughing.
Oh, Enrique said, Enrique Rivera, he hangs it on the front door of Steve Kerr's doghouse. That is pretty good. That's the kind of listener
Dude, that I like. Yeah.
All right. NBA draft day almost here. Warrior fans and Steiny and Guru, we're going to be live at Chase Center on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Day two of the NBA draft. Warriors have the 52nd pick. Steiny and Goo at Chase Center this Thursday on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation, you want Paul George, you can have him. Do you want him?
Absolutely incredible. Either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's sophomore. That's the humor we don't like.
It is funny. Is sophomore humor different than pull your finger
that,
humor?
That is sophomore. That is, I'm not into it. I like dry humor. Like the Moody hangs his hat on the dog. I like that stuff.
Do you like dad jokes?
Love them.
Yeah, me too.
I got a book in the back of the caddy. I never bring it in. I know the boss, well, you guys are having too much fun. He's never said that.
Give me the meat.
Dude, I got a history
of
the number two picks for the Warriors, second round picks, just since you've been on the beat before.
Let me go now. Can we have some music? All right. So this is probably in the Lake of Myers era.
Year you want to start, I got it all up.
How many second round picks have they had since? Well, basically, Laker bought the team. What year are we going back to?
You give me the year, and I'll tell you how many we've had.
Well, I'll just give you. I'm going the last 15 years.
All right, so.
Okay, so Draymond Green.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Trace Jackson Davis.
You got it.
Monte Ellis.
Keep going.
Justinian Jessup.
Keep going.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Guy Santos.
I was just looking at him. One you're never gonna guess. 2012.
Oh, yes, I will. Nemanja Nedovic.
I don't even know how to pronounce him.
No, I don't either.
All right, keep going.
Let's see. They drafted in the second round.
You did not
who
confuse
did
off.
Dumb Warrior fans think was actually going to contribute,
this
but
one.
Never made the team. Let's see.
Was Amari Spellman one of them, Gil?
He was drafted by the Hawks, I think.
Yeah.
Eric Paschal?
Yeah, you got him. And another guy with a great head of hair I thought was going to be the next.
Patrick Baldwin Jr.?
No, Nico Mannion. Nico!
Give me initials.
TM.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Tyrese Martin? Atlanta drafted him. He came to Atlanta, so yeah.
So he wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Next question.
What else?
Well, I think we cleaned it all up. Hold on.
How about Smiley Geach?
There's I don't see him on here, but he should be on here.
I think they gave him a 4-year guaranteed deal.
Well, 2011, Charles Jenkins.
Dude. Charles Jenkins is the last guy who played in front of Steph Curry.
I'm out.
Charles Jenkins was a Mark Jackson special. Charles Jenkins would sub in for Steph Curry for defense. Mark Jackson was the head coach.
Wow, man.
Those are facts.
Yeah. Mark's got a podcast. Yeah. I'm having trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's my guy.
Like, can I be honest with you? What's it about?
Him.
Evan,
it's a good part. It's just about his wisdom and basketball and all that stuff.
So it's a.
He's telling you to keep going if life's going. Yeah.
2-minute podcast.
He's a pretty good dude.
It's a 2-minute podcast.
I know you don't like him.
You're right. I don't.
And just
with all due respect.
Yeah.
if fighting we wanna, for my life.
Like, that J.J. Redick, him being white, getting that job, and Sam Cassell can't get a job, or interview Stani, there's something there. I won't, today's not the day, but that's the stuff I'm talking about. I'm not mad at Redick, because black coaches have got the, you had no experience, and here you go. I understand that, but it's like,
what about Doc Rivers?
Give me a case study on Sam Cassell.
But what about
what
Doc?
Is he doing where he can't even get a, garner an interview?
Maybe he's doing the same thing Patrick Ewing did, whatever that was.
Well, honestly, but what could it be? Especially when you played and you won. Like, you should be out of that.
What this if he doesn't work hard?
You think Boston would have him employed?
That's where assist.
Face.
Look, in the NBA, if you don't want to work hard, that's where you end up as an assistant coach. Sorry,
Stoddy,
it's
but...
true. You know what they say about moving over 12 inches? The pressure rises.
I hadn't heard that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Kenny.
Oh, Steiny, give us a Steve Logan story. I actually have a Steve Logan story.
Did you guess that?
This is a great story. Steve Logan, University of Cincinnati point guard.
Bearcat.
He was good in college. So here's the story. You want to hear it? It's a good one, I think. It's a good one. So,
that is the best music.
Warriors had the number one pick in the second round 1 year. But it was the year, I believe, this might not be true. It might be like my memory of that accident. But that was the year that Minnesota was penalized
for
tampering with Joe Smith. It had nothing to do with the Warriors. They had a nod, wink, wink deal with Joe Smith. They got penalized for it. They took away their first round pick. So there were only 29 first round picks. Then they went to the second round where the Warriors had a pick.
All right.
They took Steve Logan. Steve Logan's agent said he should get paid like a first round draft pick,
The
30th pick in the first round. That's what he should get paid.
I'm not even mad at that.
And the Warriors are like, okay, Pike, hit it. That's not what's going on here. And Logan held out and just. He never played in the NBA.
Steiny, stop!
Pretty sure.
Come on!
I'm pretty sure that's the story.
Some money is better than no money.
I mean,
wow. That's a hell of a lesson.
Pretty good story, though, actually.
And they didn't budge, and... Oh, he probably fired. Is it? How do you launch your career on... Come on, man.
Hey, business is business.
Yeah.
That's
dumb business.
There's your Steve Logan story on 95.7, The Game. You know what? You brought it up. I don't know. I mean, when I look at...
I'm being real, man.
I don't want to... You're right about a lot of this, but to me, Doc Rivers is a retread. Monty Williams is a retread. How did Monty Williams get hired?
Yeah. One, we could check the box that he paid his dues or some, and Doc too to that effect. It's just, Steiny, what is I need to know? Is he a partier? Is he a womanizer? I don't know, but there's a stench coming from Sam Cassell being all fired up on the bench, and I'm looking at the TV miles away, but. And I'm not the only one saying this, Donnie. And I said this to you years ago about Pat Ewing, just as a black man, Pat Ewing being one of the best centers to ever play, one of them, and to pay 9 years as an assistant coach and not even get a look. Like,
We don't know he didn't get a look.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, maybe he interviews poorly. I don't know what the answer is.
And I guess you know what?
Rick Barry never got a shot. How come Rick Barry never got to be a head coach?
But how many coaching staffs has he been on to where, like Sam Cassell and Pat Ewing, to put in work?
Rick Barry made it clear a long time ago he was willing to be a coach for a team, even as an assistant.
Okay,
why didn't he?
I
Why didn't
being
Rick Barry,
can I take a crack
why
at
wasn't
it?
Rick Barry ever a head coach in the NBA?
He didn't want to do the, you know, the travel or be an assistant
No, he
coach.
Wanted to.
Oh, I don't know then, Steiny.
Rick Barry tells stories about how he called Chris Cohan of the Warriors to be the coach. He wanted to be the Warriors coach.
So you say he couldn't get on and
why couldn't
Rick.
He?
That I would love to ask him why he feels that.
I'll tell you how he feels.
Because I only had him.
He thinks he's been blackballed.
And because he might be right.
Because of his reputation.
And he might be right. How could he not get picked a steward of the game like
because
that?
Because nobody, like, dude, nobody likes him.
Well, all right.
Like, and that's strong.
Yeah, no,
obviously,
but I hear you.
I don't know what's going on with Sam Cassell, but, like, the one.
Like, Pat Ewing had to go to Georgetown.
Do you know for a fact that he's head coaching material? Sam Cassell?
I just, you think I'm playing with it. He was a point guard on an NBA court.
How was Magic Johnson as a coach?
No doubt, but that was different.
Why?
Because Magic never paid dues, and that was just something they gave him in Hollywood. When I see a guy try to go to the lab like a Pat Ewing and Cassell and pay, quote-unquote, your dues, like I can look you in the face right now and say, and I can't wait for your rebuttal because I'm not judging you. I can look you in the face and say Brian Shaw will never, ever get another crack to be a head coach.
Should he?
And that's another case study of how is he two and done and just gone vamoose. And it is okay, but we got other white coaches to get like 8 chances to fail and flame out. It's like I could keep going, and it's just the answers we'll never have. Now, I'm not saying.
Would you hire Brian Shaw as your head coach?
I would give him a call or I would give him an interview.
Why?
Because he played the game.
Okay.
He knows the game and he's been a head coach.
His track record means nothing in the NBA as a head coach.
Well, if
you know what?
If we're going to do that, then we could start doing that right down.
Okay, I'll give you a name. Yeah. Why didn't Brian Winters ever get another job after Vancouver and Golden State?
I could say he got hosed.
He had the worst winning percentage of any coach.
But what was he coaching, Scott?
Exactly. But he didn't get another chance.
For him, it ain't got nothing to do with color, saying,
well, you're saying
how the hell I got it? Not all the time.
Okay.
But for that scenario, I'm chalk one up for him. Like, I think he got jobbed.
Who?
Brian, but not for the color of his skin and Rick Barry.
But what I'm saying about Brian Winters is I don't know if he got jobbed or not. But
I feel like he did. You just bringing him up and he had to coach slop and could get not get another chance? That's weak.
Why? What if you want to go in a different direction? Who says Brian Winters deserves a third job? I'll use Winters because he's white. Like, what if you wanted to hire Danny Hurley? Like, you should give it to Brian Winters instead of Danny Hurley?
But, and there's another.
Why?
And I can say that, like, you know what? I'm going to slow my roll, but I think it's among some of these black heavyweight players to put their foot down and say, hey, Steiny, I know I can't tell you who to hire, but for the optics, give Sam an interview. Give Tata an interview. Damn. I mean, Hurley was
that's
about to come out of
more insulting.
Well, but it's not as insulting as we don't know the answer to why Sam Cassell can't get an interview. Not the job, Steiny, an interview.
Kenny Atkinson just got a second opportunity.
And I got to give him credit. He rode that out, Steiny. And he took Brooklyn to the playoffs 1 year to 5 that he was there. But I was like, he'll never be a head coach again. And kudos to him. He got another one.
You don't think there are white assistant coaches who are in the same boat as Cassell who've never gotten called?
I do.
Okay.
And then I know this is not the same boat. I just gave you Winters, Steiny. I do. I'm keeping it real. That's BS. But there are others to where, man, I could fail. But I'm just talking about an interview, Steiny, a call.
Goo.
And
okay, you're just talking about an interview or a call. You're also the same guy who I heard say, the Rooney Rule is insulting. The Rooney Rule is the NFL makes you interview a minority. And, like, I think that's kind of a joke. I mean,
but we're talking about the progressive NBA that's more progressive than that never even had to institute something like that because it was fair. And that's all. And I put Pat Ewing, the two I have that come to mind, and Brian Shaw. I love him to death, Steiny. I just hate that I could look at him and tell him, I feel like you'll never get another shot. And it's like, why?
Well, let's look at his.
I hope I don't sound like I'm asking for handouts.
Well, let's look at the numbers.
Yeah. It's bigger than that, though, Stani.
He coached the Denver Nuggets for 2 years, and he was 36-46 and 20-39.
Like, if I ask you, you think he'll ever get a look? Like, he doesn't even get caught. You know what I – like, that's where I'm – I hate I'm selling low, but they're not even – we're not even – black coaches aren't – retreads are not even getting the
– Well, I just said Doc Rivers, Monty Williams. I mean, and I'm not saying – it's just – the only thing I'd say is, like, we don't know anything about Sam Cassell.
Nothing. Well, we do. He's not had an interview, and he's been coaching, assistant coaching for more than 5 years.
Okay. Oh, so he's entitled to a job?
No,
like, Goo, what if you have no idea if he does or doesn't have an issue that's known in the NBA?
And I believe to you to that point, Stani, and you're right. If he had an issue that strong, that would keep him off the staff. I don't believe that to be the case. I hear Sam Cassell when he does get time to talk, and I'm just like, I just wonder why your number's not even, not for the job. You can't even get an interview. I mean, a guy that has three rings, I don't know. And maybe you're right. Maybe he's doing something like the Rick Barry. But at least Rick knew, maybe my personality is not for everybody. That's why. The Sam Cassell thing is just, I just sit back sometimes driving, watching hoop, just like, damn. What is going on with Sam?
And maybe he's an assistant coach who might not have the pedigree to be a head coach. And 32 owners and front office guys feel that way. Like, you know, let's say the Blazers fire Chauncey Billups. Does he doesn't just deserve another job. Why would he just deserve another job?
And that's being too strong. I'm just down the road. He's got to be careful because you could be one and done, but down the road, you would think, Stani, I'm talking interviews.
Well, you could
I've lowered the bar to interviews.
You could be one and done, or you could be Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Doc Rivers, how many coaches, how many times has he been a head coach?
A bunch. But there's not a lot.
I mean... Alexander's in Chicago. What's up, Alexander? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Glad you guys were able to have me on.
All right.
Listen, I heard you all talking about the trade. I don't mean to kind of turn the conversation back a little bit. But I believe that Paul George is the savior and the answer to the Warriors' problem for this upcoming season. And the reason I believe that is because, of course, it's going to give us a second scoring option. And if I'm looking at the rookies, because I know that the whole talk is like, oh, we don't want to trade away the young guys and we want to keep the young guys. I don't think we need all three of the young guys. Mm. I mean, if it has to come down to I like Pods because of his success he just recently had this season. He's already been one of the top rookies in the league. So I can go with him. And, you know, the Kuminga thing just end up not going through. But to also add on to that, I think it's a way that they can do a trade and still have Jonathan Kuminga. There's some kind of way that they can do that, maybe. Yeah. And also, like Klay Thompson, I can see Klay Thompson playing for the Clippers. Why wouldn't that be a bad location for him to go? It's still his hometown in L.A. It's not the Lakers, but it's the Clippers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it could be a great landing spot for him to go as well. So that's all I have to say with that. But as far as Paul George, I think we should absolutely do everything we need to do to get Paul George.
Wow.
If we get Paul George, that's a guaranteed playoff appearance. We would at least, I believe we could at least be in the 6th to 5th seed with Paul George.
Wow.
I absolutely believe that's possible. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call. No, good call. And, Stani, I changed my tune. Like, I know we've been spoiled, and I'm one of them, but not making the playoffs, that's why I got so much zest when it comes to this can't repeat itself. It can't happen again. We've taken it for granted, but now I'm just talking about get back to the playoffs. And if they don't do diddly squat, I'm going with the Fitz theme, I think we got some action. But, man, if you were to pull this off, and then if you were to pull it off and not lose Kuminga.
Why did Chris Finch languish as an assistant coach for 10 years before he got his chance? He got his chance. He was a hell of a coach.
Right.
By the way, guys, a lot of players have been obviously weighing in on NBA free agency trade rumors. You heard CJ McCollum. Patrick Beverley tweeted out.
Oh, God. You know what? I forgot all about him. Give it to us, E.
If D'Lo opts in, a possibility you can see Steph, Paul George, Draymond, D'Angelo Russell.
Where?
In Golden State.
D'Angelo Russell stinks.
No, but he doesn't stink, but he's stuck in the play. But he can, on a good night, he can get you something.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like the Warriors have a real concrete plan.
How old is he? How old is D'Lo? You know, Evan?
He'll be youthful.
South of 30, right?
Okay. D'Lo, Pat Bev.
Let me guess, you're in.
I'm not mad. Like,
Phil Mo. He's a player in his prime. Let's go to 28 years old. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Philmo Mike. Hey, what's up, Philmo?
Mike.
If he comes out strong, man, with his take, I'm going to love it. What's up, Philmo?
No, my take is basically, Stani, what's up, Guru? What's up, Evan? What's up, Randy? What's up, everybody in here? Spadoni. But no, my take is basically, Steph is in no position to dictate the Warriors' future. Like, Steph is, Stani says this all the time, I think he's smart enough to understand. He understands. He's wise enough. Let's say that. Wise enough to understand. He's seen it. This may not work out. So, like, I don't think Steph will take the position of, you got to give me a star in the next 2 years. He's not in a position to do that. And also, you remember Avery Bradley? They're more so in their prime now than then where they're there and now. That the Warriors, Brass, always don't listen to what the Warriors want. They might have done it, but they don't listen all the time. And then I like Brandon Ingram. I don't know what's going on with that situation, but I like him a lot more than a Paul George. Like, Paul George, he played 74 games because, you know, he was up for an extension this year. He could get extended. You feel me? That's why he played 74 games. Come on, now. Everybody see that. Everybody know that. They be coasting. NBA players are spoiled. I said that 2 days ago. They be coasting. They try to get their 64, 65 games in. Ain't nobody going hard like Clyde Drexler. Ain't nobody going hard like Vernon Maxwell, John Starks. We're not even talking Michael Jordans. You feel me? Like, they're not doing that. So the Warriors got to find players that are on the cut. Like, When the Nets got Mikal Bridges, the Warriors need to find a player like that. That's on the cusp, that's on the team, that's kind of crowded. You don't really know, but you need a scout that can see he's a baller. We could get him for $15 million. The dude from the lake, Lonnie Walker, pick him up.
Thanks, Philmo. I'm kind of with, you know, Philmo's onto something that, like, I kind of believe too. I'm sorry, I just do. And it's this. How many games did Draymond Green play in his contract year?
75.
73.
Oh.
So then he plays 73 and he gets his deal. Then he gets suspended and he misses a lot of the last season. I think it's not an automatic. Like, Paul George wants his money. He wants the max. And if the Warriors are willing to give him the max, he's coming to Golden State to win. If he does, great. But he wants, like,
what? Hey, he said it on his podcast.
Paul George played 74 games this year. I think Phil, why did he play 74? Because he was a free agent. It was a contract year. Now he's going to get 4 more years, possibly, from the Warriors.
Or Stoney, the Warriors could do what, or any other team, do what you just did. Let me take it back 5 years. So when you look at it from that prism, you could see he's missed, and it's not like you're falling for the okie doke of, well, his incentive to play 74 obviously was for his contract. But if you look at the 5 years, if you're into that, you're going to know this dude, he ain't the most reliable.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would be very careful because
Draymond.
What if Paul George is your next Draymond? 888-957-9570 is the number. I had a couple coaches to throw by Guru on the other side. KTVU's Fox Local streaming app for your connected TV. Live stream mornings on 2, the 10 o'clock news, and all Fox 2 newscasts. Plus watch Like It or Not and more. Fox Local, free and easy to use, no subscription required.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.